News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It looks like a federal government shutdown will be averted at the end of the week. On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing that he'll vote to keep the government open and support a House Republican bill passed earlier this week.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
Democrats are privately acknowledging that they didn't have the votes. Thousands of federal workers ordered back on the job. A federal judge giving the Trump administration and Elon Musk a scathing rebuke, saying they used lies and gimmicks to unlawfully fire workers. The trade war may soon be coming for your bottle of bubbly in Bordeaux. The Trump administration now threatening a massive 200% tariff on European alcohol if the EU goes forward with its planned tariff on American whiskey. That European tariff itself, a retaliation against the steel and aluminum tariffs that Trump announced yesterday. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports two arrests made in conjunction with what appears to be an intentional damage to property incident in the rural Chaseburg-Stoddard area. On Tuesday afternoon at approximately 3:15, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that two people were actively destroying property at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church on County Road K in the town of Hamburg. Once confronted by the witness who called the sheriff's office, both individuals fled the area in a vehicle. The witness provided the 911 dispatcher with a description of the vehicle, and that information was relayed to the responding officers. At approximately 4:20, a state trooper saw a vehicle consistent with the description given by the witness on County Road KO near the intersection of Lewandowski Lane, about 9 miles from the crime scene. However, there were no license plates on the vehicle that the trooper located. The trooper stopped the vehicle and the investigation continued. One individual was identified as Emmett Price Rathert, 22, of La Crosse. The other occupant identified herself as Kyatt Lynn O, 22, of St. Paul, Minnesota, but her identity is still being confirmed. Both were taken into custody and transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center. Through further investigation, it was determined that the Wisconsin license plates had been removed shortly after the vehicle fled the scene. If you have information on the current location of the license plates, Wisconsin ACT 7066, please call the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. The monthly board meeting of the Family Thrift Shop will be held at the Park Street Christian Church Thursday at 1. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers advance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats today in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The final, Wisconsin 70-63. John Tonje asked if the Badgers were a little nervous heading into this one after the loss at home to Penn State over the weekend.
I don't think there was too much nerves for me. We knew it was going to be physical. We know every game at this level, especially in conference play, is going to be tough. So we just had to come out here with the right mindset, and I think me and the guys really came with that.
Wisconsin faces UCLA tomorrow afternoon around 1:30 in New York. Marquette winning today in a close one, 89-87 over Xavier at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament against the number one seed St. John's tomorrow night around 5:30. NBA, Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight in Milwaukee, but LeBron James will not be there. He's back in LA getting treatment for a groin injury. The Bucks trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
That's me, baby. You can have the rain. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Anna from Madison says, Pete, oatmeal cookies with butterscotch chips are even better because I said I like chocolate chips and oatmeal cookies, especially warm oatmeal cookies. That gives you a lot of bang for your buck. But okay. That's okay, Anna. We can agree to disagree. Tom from New Berlin says, you like lighter IPAs. Is Miller High Life one of them? Tom, they're making a Nightlight beer, and I'm happy to help. I'm not going to get into beer semantics, or I don't know that much about beer, but I think that was a shot by Tom in New Berlin, but that's okay. All right, so we've got Mary Mack is here with us, and a couple of these texts are geared towards our guest, which I think is so cool. She is a comedian. She's had her own dry bar special. She's written on shows, done voices on shows like Kiff. We'll talk about that coming up, and she's a hilariously an incredibly talented stand-up comedian that Wisconsin is proud to call our own, or at least half of her. Minnesota claims the other half. But Anna from Madison says, Pete, I was just Googling Mary Mack, and I saw her video when she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a couple of years ago. Please ask her about it. Well, there you go. Was that fun, Mary?
That's
did
so
something
nice
happen?
Yeah. To write in.
They love you.
That's so sweet. I did it a couple years ago, and I was in bed for two weeks with COVID beforehand.
Oh.
So that was a toughie, and then I did it this fall again. And then you have a lot more fun when you're not worried about falling over. And it's a lot more fun when you're healthy, that's for sure.
So, I can't imagine. Yeah. Did you crush? Did you blow the roof off the joint?
I think it went fine. It went fine. I was real happy with it, and people laughed, and I don't know. I got oysters like at the happy hour.
Oh, sweet!
So I talked to Jimmy for quite a while. He's so nice, and all the crew is great on that show. And I do my rural material.
Yeah.
And if they don't get it. If they don't get it, that's how it goes. But they seem to follow along just fine.
They just think you're lost.
I talked about volunteer fire departments, and I feel like a lot of people are tourists who come to see the show, so maybe they're familiar with small town stuff anyway. So
here's another text from Mary from the 608. I have never met Mary, but I want to. That's the vibe you give off, Mary. I think people listening, they want you to be there. They'd love to have a neighbor like you.
Oh, man. I welcome anybody who wants me to move in with them. I would appreciate it. I'm kidding. But, hey, I'm going to be in Madison in June.
Let's talk about your live. Yeah, we got to get to this because you've got some really cool stuff coming up.
Oh, did I lose you?
Oh,
may have pushed the wrong button.
I can hear you.
Uh-oh.
We can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, no. I think, did we lose Mary? Conrad has left the building, too. Are you there, Mary? Are you there?
Are you guys still there?
I can hear you,
check,
Mary.
Check.
Conrad. I need Conrad's help for this. Mary, if you can hear me, we'll call you back. Okay. That was Mary Mack. She is... Conrad! All hell is breaking loose here at Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We've lost our guest, Mary Mack. Dude, we got to call Mary Mack back. How do you like that? We had a dial tone for like 30 seconds because we lost Mary. I think we hit a button or she hit a button or something. So let's get her back on the phone. We got to find out where she's performing because she is hilariously funny, folks. I haven't seen her live. I've seen her like YouTube videos, her dry bar special. She's hilariously funny. And if you get a chance to see her live, we have to do that. You have to take advantage of that opportunity. She's coming to Madison. She's got a date in Sheboygan and one in Kenosha. And we will talk about all of those as soon as we get her back. But if in the meantime, if you want to find out where she's going to be or how you can get tickets, go to www.marymackcomedy.com. And I think we have her back right now. Hi, Mary.
Pete, I got abducted.
I don't know what I don't know what happened there. I'm so sorry. I could hear you, but
yeah,
you couldn't
I don't
hear
know.
Us.
I got abducted. I didn't get probed because that cost extra.
Well, the evening is still young, so hopefully things pick up over there. All right. So you were telling us about you have a date coming up in Madison.
Yeah, in June. I do these things yearly where now it's become yearly. The Pursuit of Happiness Festival. And this year, June 20th and 21st, I'm going to take a night, and then my husband, Tim Harmston's going to take a night. And they do it at the, they're moving it to Garver Mills.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so they're doing it away from the park they used to do it at.
Okay.
We're going to come back to Madison, and sometimes I host it, sometimes I headline it. And this year's one of those years where I have enough new material to headline it, so I'll be talking a long time, and so will Tim the next day.
The more the better. I love that. Okay, so give us that date one more time. Madison. And these are all on your website, I assume.
Yes. Okay. That one's going up soon. June 20th and 21st.
June 20th.
First I'm going to go to Sheboygan and Kenosha.
Yeah, tell us about that. Sheboygan on the 28th. That's my birthday, and I'm not saying that's why you planned it then, but I think I see my plans coming to fruition here. So the Weill Center in Sheboygan.
Yeah. Stephanie Weill Center, and I think they do a thing for comedy where they try to a special type of seating to make it maybe a little more intimate. Unless I got busy and sold a lot of tickets, so we had to like use the big space. But it seems pretty cool how they're doing it more like a lounge setup.
Oh, nice.
It seems really kind of neat, the pictures they sent me. And that's, I'm going to bring Allie Horman. She's really funny. And then I do Kenosha, which is down by the water there, downtown.
That's supposed to be a great club.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun because, like, especially if you're doing, like, a weekend thing, because it's at the hotel and there's, like, you can just, you know, whoop it up and then stay at the hotel. And then later, like, gosh, we had so much fun in Kenosha because you can just walk down to the beach or not that you'd want to do it now, but
yeah.
I mean, it's an option. So
that's
fantastic. And people can stay right in the hotel or they can go home or whatever, you know, it's a fun room, fun people come out and a lot of people bring booze and jars to those, to me. And I wish they would label those because I got like 3 jars of booze from 2. I don't know. They're calling them different things. They call them apple pie in a jar, and it's a concoction of different boozes. And I don't know which is which. Nobody's labeling these homemade jars of booze. And now some of them are getting chunky. So I really wish people...
You're like Atticus.
Label them, put a phone number on there, too, and an expiration date.
You're like Atticus Finch, where people come and pay their legal fees with pies. They show up and give you booze to make them laugh. I think that's really sweet, actually.
They're nice jars. They're those ball jars that I could use them for jam later if I would only drink whatever's in there.
Mary Mack is here, folks. Go to MaryMackComedy.com. Find out where she's performing around the state. She's got Madison dates, Sheboygan, Kenosha. It's all at MaryMackComedy.com. We have a few minutes left here, Mary. Tell us about, you have a new CD out. Kudos to using that kind of technology in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us
about... I hold myself back. Yeah.
You've got a VHS of Rambo and you've got a CD. You do have color television, I hope.
Yeah, I do. I do. I put them on a CD because, I don't know, my car has a CD player.
So, yeah, mine does too, actually.
I imagine other people do. I like all kinds of... Records are really hard. They're really expensive to make, and they're hard to bring with you. So I make these CDs, and then I get a download card, too. If people don't have a CD player, they can get a download card, yeah.
So you got that. You've got... Oh, here's another stream text. I love this. I love when people like our guests. Craig Kinnett says, I am loving, in all caps, Mary Mack. I thought I was the only kid with a machete. There you go, Mary. So you've got a kindred spirit out there. We have a couple minutes left. Tell us about Scott and the ATM machine.
My last CD came out. December, New Year's Eve, came out on New Year's Eve, new CD, and I named it after my brother and his quest to steal the ATM machine from our rural intersection.
Is that true?
That's a true story, and it takes up a couple very long tracks on the CD, so I just named it after that. But yeah, my brother Scott, tough guy. He had like 100 lives. One time, like my family's tough. One time, my brother got ran over by a bulldozer. And that's doesn't even have wheels. Like a giant, like multi-ton bulldozer didn't even have wheels. It has tracks. So it takes a long time to get ran over by it. You know, that's the length of that whole track. You got to be patient, you know. And then I have some visual things I talk about when I tell people about that. And then I did that bit on my first Fallon, and my mom called me up after the show. She didn't even say good job or nothing. She goes, yeah, it wasn't a bulldozer. It was a skidder. And then she goes, and you forgot to tell them he got ran over frontwards and backwards.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, some things are private. you don't
oh.
You know, you don't want everybody knowing everything.
Mary, you are so damn funny. Thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody go right now to MaryMackComedy.com and check out more of Mary Mack. Thank you so much for your time tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Pete. And
anytime.
Keep fighting the good fight, and thanks to Conrad as well. And good luck with those Girl Scout cookies.
You got it. All right, we'll do it again soon, I hope. Have fun on the road. Mary Mack, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Steve is in Florida, but he's from the 920. He says, I love all Girl Scout cookies, but my favorite still is the Thin Mints, a true American treasure that is loved by all. Very well said, Steve. Your son and I had an argument, Conrad, I would say, but we just accept that they're great.
Yeah. We agreed tonight about our Girl Scout cookie choice.
Exactly. Bridget from the 818 says, Thin Mints, my favorite for 50 years. Wow. That's a lot of cookies. Even a Thin Mint a year. That's 50 Thin Mints.
Yeah. Dosey Dozer. Are
you kidding? Is that what you like?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Folks, that is the voice of Rob Brackenridge, who joins me in the studio. The hilariously funny. The laughs keep coming.
I actually come in, you know?
You do.
Show you that respect.
Listen, I love Mary, but you know what? She could show a little more effort.
I really think so.
You said she lives over on the border. Well, she lives on the border because she said she uses both dumps.
Yeah.
She has to get rid of mattresses.
Yeah, they can go back and forth. She lives on the drinking side.
If I had known you guys were friends, I would have.
Because
you texted
her.
Me before. You said, is Mary coming in?
Yeah.
And I said, no, she's over the stream. And I didn't know if that meant. Oh, I should avoid the studio if Mary's there, because I didn't know if you guys.
Oh, you never know with comedians, you know.
Yeah.
No, she used to open for me in the old days, and when she would be done, you know, I'd come on and go. So you guys, let's have a hand for Mary, and you know, and I'd do my first couple of jokes like that, and I go, I don't really talk like that, and she never minded, you know.
No, she's great. Mary's, that was her second time being on the show, and she's just absolutely lovely to have on the show. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Soylent Green is the new Medicare. That's relating to our conversation with Mary, who is not happy they're cutting Medicare. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I danced. Is she referring to when I asked you if you danced today? Okay. Sherry, you have to dance. That's fantastic. And I think we're all caught up. Rob Brackenridge is one of my favorite guest folks. He comes into the studio. He drives. How was traffic, Rob? Did you get caught behind the two people driving in front of you, taking up both lanes?
You mean coming up from Appleton?
Yeah.
Well, I was watching the moon the whole time. I don't know if you've seen the moon out there.
No,
it's amazing.
Not.
It's a red moon.
Oh, wow.
It's huge, and there's a complete lunar eclipse tonight.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. If you just walk out of the studio. and go down onto the corner there. You'll see it. It's amazing.
You just want to host the show, don't you? Go out there.
Almost got him out, Conrad. I almost got him. That was our little thing we were working
on. It's Nightlight with Conrad and Rob.
Because you can't get back in.
I left my phone in there. I can't get back in the studio. I'll have to check that out. I got here at like 1 o'clock today because I was coming from Madison, so I have no idea. But that red moon is fantastic.
Blood moon, they call it.
Blood moon, yeah.
And it's just starting to eclipse, so it's just a little corner. And by 2:30, complete lunar eclipse.
No kidding. I might still be. Are you a night owl?
No.
No.
I go to bed at 10. I get up at about 6.
No kidding.
I'm one of those weird guys.
Oh, that's great. Even like when you were a younger guy, did you do that when you were doing stand-up?
Oh, no. I used to stay up until like 2 or 3 and then sleep 14 hours, just like you did probably, right?
I did. I think we all did that, right? Yeah. Back when I could sleep past 8 o'clock, like I still go to bed at 2 now because this show, I go home and I watch some shows, whatever. I go to bed at 1 or 2, and then I'm still up by like, maybe I can sleep till 9, but it's brutal.
I stopped doing it during the pandemic.
Oh.
Yep. I liked watching the sun come up during the pandemic for some reason. Because I had no shows at night, you know?
Right.
So my whole body clock turned and I just started going to bed at 9 or 10. And now I'm one of those old codgers. My Medicare just kicked in on March 2nd. So you guys were talking about it going away or something?
Well, it's been in the news a lot that that people are scared it's going away.
Oh.
I still don't want to believe it. Or Social Security. Like people have us, you know. Oh, these freeloaders. No. Social Security, we pay into that. It's no different than insurance.
Yep.
So stop with that. I don't think anybody believes that, but Mary seemed kind of freaked out about it. And
See what will happen.
It's supposed to be great, though. Everybody that's on it loves Medicare.
I love it. Yeah. I love Medicare. I love Social Security. I'm on that, too, you know. I'm enjoying my old age.
Getting up early to count all your Social Security money.
Matlock, you know.
Murder, She Wrote.
The
Come
old
on.
One, not the new one.
Yeah, right. Do you have what was your favorite Girl Scout cookie? You just said it.
Do-si-dos.
You know, those
are the circles with the little, they're like an oatmeal cookie kind of, but they're like a wreath, a Christmas wreath. And they have a little fudge.
I don't know that.
Stripes
cookie.
On them. Conrad, you know,
Did
right?
Did you still have your Girl Scout cookie list pulled up? He had the whole graphic over there. You know, pie chart with the.
So it was those peanut butter, oatmeal cookies that I was talking about.
Not the tagalongs.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
Gotcha.
Do I have it wrong? Is it
No. It's the Do-si-dos are the ones. Yep.
I love them.
I like the name.
I know. Yeah. You've never tried a Do-si-do?
Maybe I have.
You'll never go back to Thin Mints. Once you go Do-si-do, you don't go back.
do you go with your, if you have an oatmeal cookie, Rob, let me ask you this. Do you go raisin or chocolate?
Or walnuts.
Walnuts, I like that. Mm. One texter tonight said they do butterscotch chips in a oatmeal. I don't think you can go wrong with oatmeal.
No, yeah, I guess you can't go wrong with it. I think with the chocolate chips and the butterscotch, it's too sweet. I like the pure oat because I'm old. I want the fiber.
But when you were in your 20s, you could mow down a few chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my God.
With
I just wanted
them,
the
right?
chocolate chips. I would buy a bag of chocolate chips, you know, and I'd just eat them like that.
Like they were peanuts or something. So let's talk. But I got a lot to get to with you because you always have so much fun stuff going on. We'll save the big event for after the news. But do you have a stand up date coming up in the next?
Yep. I'm in Mole Lake tomorrow.
With Frank Roach.
Yep. It's a casino. I've never been there. Have you?
No. You know what's weird? I did stand up full time only for 7 years. When I moved to LA, it just was so far to travel everywhere to all the gigs I had on the East Coast or the Midwest. So I just kind of stopped and I got lucky and sold some stuff. So I thought, I'm going to write and not do stand up. So I was only but I still feel like all my best friends are still comedians.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you join that club at some point.
Oh, well.
Right now, we're good friends.
Well,
but
we're
say...
like at an arm's distance. We hugged. We hugged today.
We did hug
that
today.
That was our first. That's a big step.
That's an icebreaker. It's a breakthrough. Rob Brackenridge is here, folks. He's in the studio. And when we come back, he is going to tell us about a really cool event that he is hosting that might involve an appearance in some capacity or another from a very famous Wisconsinite. We'll talk about that after the news. Good to have you here, buddy. It's always
good
fun
to be
when you come in.
Here.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Women in Ag Programming will host I'm a Farmer Too. Women are a key aspect of the agriculture industry and are responsible for many facets of the farm. This program is geared toward women and the many hats they wear in the agricultural industry. Topics for the day center around exploring diversified revenue streams, such as agritourism and locally grown product marketing. The event will be hosted Thursday, March 20th at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. RSVP by Thursday, March 13th by calling the Lafayette County UW Extension Office at 608-776-4820. The cost of the program is $25 and covers materials, lunch, and craft supplies. Checks can be made payable to UW Extension. RSVP and registration fee is required a week before the program date. The Community Players presentation of Escanaba in the Moonlight hits the stage this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. This play brings the quirky world of Michigan's Upper Peninsula to the stage. The story is told by the family patriarch, Albert Sody. It's the night before deer season, and he and his sons gather to do the things they and thousands of other hunters do every year before the hunt. Drink beer, eat their favorite foods, play euchre, and brag about who shot the biggest buck last year. But son Reuben has a problem. He's never bagged a buck, and if he doesn't this year, he'll go down in camp history as the oldest Sody to never get one. Performances of Escanaba in the Moonlight will be held Friday and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $10 will be sold at the door. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. It's 63 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Conrad's mom finally checking in tonight. Paula says, I have two favorite Girl Scout cookies, the Samoas and the Tagalongs. I don't know why I thought Tagalongs were something else.
What is a Tagalong?
It's the peanut butter one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, the peanut butter ones are great. And Jim from Kenosha says, it works good for removing stains. I'm sure that was a reaction to something Mary Mac said, and I've already forgot what it was. So I'm sorry about that, Jim, but thank you. As always, Jim's one of our best texters. Soylent Green is new Medicare. Con, I know I forgot a couple of these because I went out of order, so please don't let me forget a text. Rob Brackenridge is here, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, as always, made the drive up from Appleton, braved the elements, the lunar eclipse.
There's no elements out there today.
No, it's not too bad, is it? You have some – okay, so you're in Mole Lake tomorrow night. Then you have another gig coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, this is – I do have – well, the stand-up stuff I got is – I'm in Green Bay Distillery on the 29th and Wausau Timekeepers on the 28th.
Okay.
But the thing I got next week is the big thing. That's the 75th anniversary gala. I haven't done a – have you ever done a gala?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, my God, a gala.
I've accidentally done a gala, but I don't know about it.
I drank some gallo. Does that count? No, gala. but it's the Attic Theater
okay.
in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is where I actually started out.
Really?
Yeah. It's been around for 75 years, and it nurtures the, you know, the arts and everything in Appleton. Yeah. And we're having this huge gala. It's at River Heath, Poplar Hall in River Heath on the, was it the 20th? Yes, the 20th at 6:30 to 10:30.
Of this month, of March.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next week, okay. Next Thursday.
So is this is the Attic Theater, I have never lived in Appleton. Is it like a, like, do they do Broadway type shows there? Community theater, stand up, music?
They do a little bit of everything. They nice. Do musicals. They'll do, you know, they'll do all kinds. Just whatever, they'll pick a director and whatever the director chooses.
Okay.
And they were at UW Fox Valley for a while. They take different theaters around town and stuff.
Nice.
And they're okay. great. They're just wonderful, and they're getting more and more acclamations, you know. Acclamation? Accolades. That's what
oh,
I meant.
Accolades, okay.
I knew it was one of those words.
Get some apps, some acts.
But no, they're great. And I started out there. I was in Five Tales for Old King Cole.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm still using it in my resume.
How do we not book this guy at Chuckles?
And you know who was? I was in there with Sarah Dafoe. That was my co-actor.
Sarah Dafoe.
Yes, her brother was Billy Dafoe.
Also known as?
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
I've got the chills.
What,
that is
what
cool.
A reveal.
But he's a huge star.
And he was Billy Dafoe back then. And I, you know, I'm Rob Brackenridge. I think I'm going to change my name to Robert Brackenridge. And maybe it'll work for me.
It worked for him. You know?
I wanted him to do a little video for the 75th gala because that's where he started. He started in Attic Theater. And he still remembers it. He's talked about it in articles and stuff.
Really?
And so I got a hold of his sister, and she said that, you know, I'll get him to send a little video. So,
how fun.
Yeah. He lives in Rome now. I don't know if you know that.
Willem Dafoe lives in Rome?
Yes.
Billy Dafoe.
Billy. No, don't call him Billy.
No, I wouldn't call him Billy. He scares me. I would be scared of him. You know, I'm kidding. He's an actor, but he can play a really...
And he's the most prolific actor, I think, probably. He's got 67 movies.
Yeah.
And he's only 69.
He's amazing. Look, he's one of those guys, Rob, to me, who is clunk-proof. He could make a clunker. It's not going to affect him.
Yeah.
He still works. And he's not like Tom Cruise. He doesn't.
No.
But he's just so good in every movie. To Live and Die in L.A., loved him in that. He was a great bad guy. He played Rick Masters, a counterfeiter.
That's a good movie.
Very diabolical character. And in The Florida Project, mm-hmm. he plays a good guy. And the owner of this, or the manager of this motel, and he kind of looks after the kids. And it's a very sweet movie, but he was great.
He's a true actor. He's a chameleon. He becomes the character.
Yeah.
You know, he can't be pigeonholed. He's not.
I agree.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, I don't know if I don't know him personally, but I know a lot of his friends because, you know, in Appleton, everyone's, I remember I went to school with him. For some reason, he doesn't like Appleton because of some guy named Biggie Rat, and there's some kind of a weird
Yeah. I've heard that he doesn't like Appleton, or he's kind of just, I don't know if it's been there, done that. You know, I'm ready to move on my life. Some people are like that. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, also, he did a movie. And when he was at East High School, he did a movie about smoking pot and kind of, and they did not like it. They told him they don't want to, you know, he shouldn't be doing that. And that's when he started going, you know, well, I'm an artist. And then he left. Yeah. I think he left before he was done graduating. And he moved out to Milwaukee and then Madison. And I don't know really the rest of it, but. He became in New York, of course, and now he's got a $4 million house in New York and a nice farm in Rome, Italy, with animals, and he's got a beautiful wife who's a director, Italian director. And wow. They've been married. He moved out there in 2003, but I don't know much about him.
Sounds like you know a little too much.
Well,
like...
when I was getting a hold of him, when I was trying to get a hold, you know, I researched it, so
okay.
He's been I don't know if he's still a U.S. citizen, but he lives in Italy.
He's a great actor. It would be really cool if you got that. I think people would be thrilled.
That's where he's sending.
Does his sister still act?
No.
Did she ever pursue anything along those
lines?
He's
got four brothers and three sisters.
Oh,
so
wow.
The parents are, I think, Catholic.
Yeah, sounds like it.
They didn't have a TV, I'm sure. But they really put out a lot of Defoes.
Defoe.
And one
Defoe. That's how you say that.
One Defoe.
One Defoe, yeah.
But a whole bunch of Defoes. Yeah. Sarah Defoe was the girl that was, you know. And the dad was a doctor here in town. I think the mom was also a doctor, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, interesting family. But I have heard that about him. And I've heard he was pretty progressive thinking when he was younger. Mm-hmm. So that's that reputation has kind of followed him around. But really cool. Have you seen The Florida Project?
No.
I've talked about it a lot. Conrad, have I talked about The Florida Project too much?
What year did that come out?
You like it.
Borderline?
So, I mean, okay. If you like it that much, just keep going.
All right.
Hey, it's his show.
2017. Once in a while, I like to make him feel like he calls the shots. I love the film. It's a 2017 movie, and just check it out because he's really good in it.
That was right before he did Aquaman.
He does those too. That's why he probably has a $4 million
voice in Dory 2 and Finding Dory, and Dory's still here, and
Dory's coming back.
Yeah, or Finding Nemo he did, and then Finding Nemo 2 and then Finding Dory.
Okay, so
I know much about him.
And he did what, Green Goblin?
Yeah,
in 2002, Spider-Man.
Very scary in that, too.
Last Temptation of Christ. He did Mississippi Burning. He did Born on the 4th of July.
That scene in Mississippi Burning between he and Gene Hackman, where they're fighting, and Hackman's bigger than him, and Defoe does this move where he gets Hackman down, he pulls his gun on him, and he's like, you don't have the guts. I have the guts, and I have the authority. Like, he's just, he's great.
That was 88.
That's
when I was just starting stand-up comedy, you know, and he was with Hackman.
And holding his own with Hackman. And he was a much younger actor then. So, all right, so Attic Theater, 75 years old. So it was opened in 1950.
Yes.
And they picked you to MC it. That's a nice honor, Rob.
Well, I think it's wonderful. You know, the woman, Carol Jagan, is the woman that's organizing all this, and she knows me from way back. And she asked me if I would MC it, how much I would charge, you know, and I'm like, no, I'm not charging anything. We're trying to raise money, $50 a ticket. It's going to a really good cause, and I hope we can fill that up. And maybe even Mr. Defoe might,
just tell people he's going to be there.
Give us a taste.
I love that phrase. So where can people find out more information about the...
Just go to attictheater.com, and type in Attic Theater, the 75th gala pops up.
On the
up.
Google?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the old, as they say, the Google. The kids call it the Google.
All right, cool. So that's March 20th, Attic Theater. Go to attictheater.com or go to the Google. Rob will be hosting a really fun way to celebrate culture and the arts in Appleton at a theater that provided quite a bit of that.
There's going to be comedy, singing, everything.
Nice.
I mean, it goes on for 3.5 hours, and the hors d'oeuvres, the thing is catered by a really great catering company. And
very
you can
cool.
see all the information on the website.
That's so great. So you've got Mole Lake.
Yeah.
What else? And you just mentioned two other places. You've got Mole Lake, Green Bay. You got a Green Bay day
Distillery.
Coming up, and Wausau. And where can people? Do you have a website?
Yes, robbreckenridge.com.
Sometimes you ever ask someone their website and you go on there and they haven't updated it like in 8 years. And yeah. It's like, can I still see you at the comedy club that's no longer there?
Right. No, I try to update it. And yeah. The guy that does my website, I'm not very good at the updating myself. You know,
it's tedious, right?
So, yeah, he's kind of slow doing it. But
okay. Do you pay him?
I don't. Unfortunately. Yeah, it's like one of those friend things. So you can look at my website and see that it's not all that professional. But no one goes to your website anymore anyway. They go to my TikTok. Everyone goes to my
TikTok. You're a TikTok god, dude. I know. How did you do that?
I don't know. I mean, because Mike Merrifield can edit those little reels like no one's business. He does it for 800-pound gorilla as a professional.
Yeah, you told me that, I think. Yeah.
So he edits all my reels for me for free.
Oh, look at you, man.
But this one looks like I paid millions of dollars for it.
So, all right, I have to ask you, I really like your post when you have your mom. It's a very Letterman-esque kind of thing you do. Your mom is very sweet. She's a great sport. You get her to do things. What's the latest you've done with your mom that you can
just
tell
today,
us?
Just today. We were out there today. I did a little video, and I said, I'm going to be at the casino in Mole Lake. You got to come out. And mom's like, yeah. You know, she always gives like a little thumbs up or something. But I we go on walks every day. Blow the stink off her. She's 94. Just turned 94.
That's you're getting into speaking of Hackman. That's Hackman territory.
Is
and
it?
She seems really healthy.
She is extremely healthy. Yeah. She's going to outlive me, I'm sure.
I hope not. Right?
Someone else is going to have to take care of her.
Conrad.
Conrad, step in.
And it's Rob. He'll want you to work for free.
Yeah, she's housebroken. Walker. She doesn't have not picky about what she eats. So
what does he have? Does he have to call her Mrs. Brackenridge?
No, Rossi.
That's a great name.
She kept her maiden name. She was actually a big feminist, and she still is.
Okay.
She started the NOW movement in Appleton, National Organization for Women.
Wow.
She's trying
Good
to get
her.
The ERA passed, you know, which I can't believe the Equal Rights Amendment has not been passed in our country yet, but it hasn't. Women, you know, the equal right.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So when was this that she tried to do all this?
This was back in 70. She got fired. She was a professor at Lawrence, and she got fired from Lawrence because my dad was a professor there too. And they went through all the professors that had wives that were professors, and they said, well, You don't need to. You got to be home cooking
Your
family. So they cut, and all the women that got fired got together, and they started the NOW movement. And mom is still trying to get women ordained as priests in the Catholic faith now.
Yeah, our moms sound very similar. My mom is like full of she's, you know, very activist mindset. And same thing with the church. She, you know, she's a lifelong Catholic, and she has issues, but she's, like, they're not chasing me away, that kind of thing. And she's run political campaigns, and that's really cool. But your mom is 94. That's very impressive, Rob. Yeah.
And she's still going strong. There's still no sign of slowing down.
You and Mike Mercury, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
I think he likes you more than me. Not important. as it pertains to this interview, but we'll discuss that up here. What you guys went to the Bahamas?
Yes,
recently. Two comics in the Bahamas. What was that like?
Well, they let me bring. They finally let me bring my own opening act, and I thought of him right away because you know he's great, and he does corporate gigs all the time in the Bahamas. It's all these rich people. They have a yacht out there. They could. One lady stood up and goes, "I can buy and sell you," and stormed out. You know,
she said that during the show.
Well, I did with that line. You know, this is the reason why it's not a good idea to drink on an empty head. You know, so she got mad and stormed out. But she goes,
"My
husband makes more money than you do."
What does that have to do with why we're here tonight?
I said, "Good heckle, good comeback."
Rob Brackenridge is here, folks. He's going to help me close this thing down. We're going to do a very short break. You can see Rob. He's coming to Green Bay. He's in Mole Lake tomorrow if you happen to be over that way. And he's got a Wausau date coming up, too. Check out Rob Brackenridge, his website, or TikTok.
Yep. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on all of them.
And you'll see Rob's mom, who is really cool.
She
and he's really
greatest.
Good to her, too. So we'll talk about a lot of stuff coming back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Did we get all the texts?
You're sure?
Okay. And we've got Nightlight. There's going to be a Nightlight beer, Rob. If you get down to Madison, Flicks Brewhouse, it's going to be called Hazed on Radio.
Nice.
In association with Nightlight with Peach Wamba. So it's
and
a
will
Nightlight
your name
inspired
be on there?
Beer. Yeah.
Nice.
In the, probably in the tiny print right on the.
But still, you your drink name all the is beer. On a beer can.
Yeah.
That didn't you dream of that when you were just starting in stand-up? I'd like to be in this long enough so I could have my name on a beer can.
Yeah, and it happened without not doing stand-up, which is weird. But Flicks Brewhouse, great place to watch a movie and got tons of different beers. But that'll be fun. And do you work Madison?
No. I used to. I used to love it. That was a great
good comedy
but
town.
As soon as the Gus, the guy that owned it, as soon as he stopped booking it and his daughter started, then she didn't book any old guys anymore.
Oh, really?
It's all the young. Yeah.
So you got a makeover.
Yeah. All of us old guys, we're all grumbling away.
Maybe I'll do an open mic and see what happens.
Yeah, do it.
School these young kids, Rob. Go down there and get them. All right. So let's talk. Are you watching anything? Do you have any shows that you've been binging or movies you've seen?
I just watched, last night I watched this really great movie, Tsunami, I think it's called. But it's a Norwegian movie.
Right.
And they dubbed it really well.
Huh.
And it's kind of corny, though, because everyone lives in the end. But, you know, a nice Hollywood ending because all the characters that you see. Oh, I gave it away. But it's a really and a beautiful scenery and stuff like that. I like watching foreign movies. They don't get enough airtime, you know.
And you kind of don't know what to expect. When you watch a formulaic thing, you're like, I'm enjoying this, but I kind of know where it's going or how it's going to wrap up. What is this World Series of Comedy at the Appleton Skyline?
You got
Comedy
me.
Club. Oh, okay. You were just there recently, right?
Yeah. I live a block away or about a mile away from the Skyline.
Okay.
So I'm their utility guy. Whenever someone doesn't show up,
that's
I'm
nice.
Right there. But I don't know. They do these White Claw World Series of Comedy or something like that. Or maybe but they'll have these ones and they'll bring out local guys and there's some really good local guys coming up because they have open mic on Wednesdays at the Skyline. So people listening, if you want to try out stand up comedy, you get 5 minutes, you go in there and you go on their website, you know, and then you can put your
your name in for the next month. So they
You don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, the open mic is like you have to plan it in advance.
That's pretty cool.
Not like when we are starting out.
No.
Where you just show up and put your name on the list. Remember those days?
I do. It's so horrible. And, you know, where when I started in Chicago, I had to take the L down to Zany's or wherever, or out to the Comedy Cottage, and it was just a big production. Sometimes you didn't get up.
No, you weren't assured of a set. And then if you did go up, sometimes it would be 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's three people left, and and you're like, and you're nervous. But that was the way to do it.
Who makes you laugh now?
Well, Brian Regan is my favorite. Yeah. I mean, that's hands down my favorite comedian.
Oh, you told that great story last time you were here. Do you laugh at Mike Mercury?
I do.
He's a funny guy.
That's why I brought him with me, because I wanted to work with someone. Because you can, there's certain comedians that you can watch over and over again and still laugh at their stuff.
Absolutely.
And Mike Merrifield is one of those guys who said he wants
that's
to do
what
this.
I hear.
Yeah, I just was here with him today.
Oh.
And he's.
I'd love to have Mike on. I sent him a message. I know he's a busy guy. He doesn't even know me. So I wasn't like expecting to hear back. But yeah, he's got an open invitation. I'd love to have him on the show.
I told him that. But he's one of those guys that when he's doing his set, I sit there and watch and I laugh.
Oh, nice.
Because I know the punchline's coming up, but the way he does it, it's just so natural. And, you know, and Mercury's the same way. You watch it and you know it's coming up, but he's just doing it. That his character is the way he is.
Him. Yeah.
Off
stage. Yeah.
So.
Mike's great. All right, you just gave me two. Give me three more Wisconsin comedians that you really think are funny.
Mary Mack.
Yeah, for
sure. She's up there. Jackie Cation.
She's from here, but she doesn't live here, right?
No. She lives in L.A. now.
Yeah. You mentioned her last time we were here, and I want to reach out to her,
very
too.
Very few comedians still live here in L.A. In
Wisconsin.
That's Lower Appleton.
The mini apple.
Yeah. No, it's I can't really, right off the bat. There's a new comic coming out, Dean Berg. He's a professional axe thrower and comedian.
He'll be great with hecklers.
He's quite funny, and he opens for me pretty often.
Nice.
Right now I can't really think of.
Yeah. I kind of put you on the spot.
Merrifield, of course.
Yeah.
Steve Hartman. Do you know Steve Hartman?
No, but I've heard his name. I've heard he's very funny.
Yep.
But is he still full time? I didn't know if
Now he's got the heart defibrillator thing.
That's what I heard.
And he's actually working at a hospital that takes care of people with heart defibrillators.
Nice. Well, I wish you luck. The Attic Theater. Google the Attic Theater. Go to the Google. Rob is hosting the event. It's the 75th anniversary. It sounds like a great theater.
Oh yeah.
And they've been around.
Poplar Hall. Yep. It's Poplar Hall in Riverheath.
Okay. Yeah, Poplar Hall at Riverheath.
That's where the gala is.
Ah, okay.
It's going to be singing and dancing like a Busby Berkeley musical. It's going to be all the stops.
That sounds like so much fun. And Rob will be emceeing. He's awesome, as you know, if you listen to this show. And check it out. Look for Rob on TikTok. He's a monster there. You've defied the odds because TikTok is like this. The annoying TikTokers are all like under 25.
Well, I can't get arrested on YouTube. I can't, like, I'll get 3 views on YouTube and then 700,000 views on TikTok.
Wow.
What's the kids love me.
The kids love me. We all love you, Rob. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Great to have you here, bud. Tomorrow night on the show, Paul Vanderplas will be here from wonderfully Wisconsin. You like Wisconsin.
I love Wisconsin.
Paul does, too. He's going to be here, and it's a Barbie on Friday night. Terry Barr will be here. Thank you to my guests tonight, Mary Mack and Rob Breckenridge. Some great comedy tonight. Thank you to all your texts and calls and for being part of Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the headlines, which are changing hour by hour, and also leave you at the end of the week with a laugh with Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The
Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Mander. Economic fears over President Trump's tariffs sending stocks lower again today. The S&P 500 falling more than 10% below its record. President's latest threat, a massive 200% tariff on wine and spirits coming from Europe. ABC's Selena Wang.
The president said that there will be, quote, a little disruption, but it won't be for very long. This is what we've seen repeatedly from the administration, that they are acknowledging that there is going to be disruption. There could be price increases, but their argument that it is worth it. They believe it'll bring jobs and manufacturing back to the United States.
Senate Democrats won't sink a Republican budget bill to keep the government open past Friday. That from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer today, who said as bad as the GOP bill is, a shutdown would be worse. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to partly allow restrictions on birthright citizenship while the legal fight plays out in lower courts. This after district judges in Maryland, Massachusetts, and Washington blocked President Trump's executive order. This is ABC News. More than 25 years after the attack on Columbine, the death toll has risen. Anne Marie.